Councilmember Pena has been named in a police incidents report from a few weeks ago, and there are allegations made. He and his wife have both spoken against those allegations, both having to do with the reason for the police call and also where it took place, which was outside the district that he represents in the city of Bryan. As mayor, as one member of council, where are we on those two questions, and where do we go forward from here?
I've had brief conversations with our city attorney and city secretary about it. The council meets this coming Tuesday. I'm sure it'll be on our executive session to talk about it and get legal advice of what needs to be done, what needs to be looked at. The charter is very clear. Section 7 of the city charter states that a council member elected from a single-member district must remain a resident of that district throughout their term of office. The charter is silent about the temporary absences from the districts. So should a council member from a single-member district move their residence to a different district, then the charter says they no longer meet the qualifications of the charter to represent that single-member district. It doesn't say anything about temporary absences. I think there's some things that are being said that, well, if you have a vacation home or if you go on a week cruise or you stay a month in Colorado on vacation or take a worldwide trip, that constitutes that you've vacated your residence. That's a vacation. That doesn't count. It doesn't say that if you move out of your house because you're doing a remodel or something like that, that's allowed. If I was remodeling my house or had a reason to move out of my house and I move to the city of College Station as the mayor of Bryan, I'm sure there would be some outrage to that. Mm-hmm. So I think I would be looking for a rent house or a place to live in the city of Bryan in the area that I'm serving. But, that's something we'll have to look into, and that's something we'll have to visit with our attorney on and get some legal advice on that. And then someone will have to make a determination whether or not which of those addresses is his residence.
Okay, so this, of course, just has to do with the city charter question. So in executive session, I presume two things can happen. You'll either be advised that there's no course forward or there is a course forward. So let's take that second scenario first. If there is a course forward to move forward, what does city council do as best you understand it after that?
Well, as one member of council, I mean, it would take a majority of the council to decide if they wanted to move forward. If the evidence is there and if they think that the council member in question is vacated the district that he's serving and living in, then that's something we can look at. Not knowing all the answers, and this is not something that typically happens. This is new to the city of Bryan and uncharted waters, so to speak. So it's something we'll look at. Should the charter be changed and amended? Probably so. I think the majority of the council would agree that if you're going to move out for a certain reason, I don't know that putting on a new roof. I think we had a council member that said, well, he moved out for a year so he can put on a new roof. Well, that's not a legitimate excuse, in my opinion. Remodeling a bathroom is not a legitimate excuse. I do know of a friend that had a house that flooded, completely flooded, and he had to rip out all the sheetrock, everything else. Well, he could not reside there. That is a legitimate reason to move out of that house temporarily while it's being renovated. But, if the house in question is being renovated, it's being remodeled, then there should definitely be some permits pulled, and there should be extensive work done to the property. So, I think that needs to be looked into if that's the case, and that's the reason why someone's not residing in the area. But, some will say I'm not a big proponent of single-member districts. Mm-hmm. I would probably favor council members being at large, like the city of College Station has in place. There was a proposal at one time that talked about everyone at large voting for their council members, but having each individual person living in certain neighborhoods and certain single-member districts, but the whole city would vote. But I guess at this point I would say if we had everyone at large, like Councilmember Simic and myself, then this wouldn't be an issue. But I think if you support single-member districts, and I think the council members need to reside in the single-member districts that the citizens elected them from, and I think if you do not want to live there, then I think that you need to resign and maybe run for that single-member district race the next go-around.
Okay. Anything else that we need to address as far as that's concerned?
No, sir. Like I said, we'll be getting some more information, and we'll talk about that as we progress.